Good morning, 6:54 a.m. on Friday, June 7th, 2013. Yeah, it's not going to be a great first mile. There wasn't a lot of good step pumping music on Pandora for me this morning. And my feet are sore, and I'm tired, and I'm late, and all of that. So yesterday was... Yesterday was a day. We did the DMV thing, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and got my elder daughter her learner's permit. Yeah, 18-minute first mile, not too shabby. Under 19, but nothing to write home about. Anyway, so we got there. And the first thing right off the bat was a big sign on the door, which reminded me that I had forgotten a key piece of paperwork. So we had to turn around and go back home and pick up the key piece of paperwork, which is proof of address, which can no longer be your driver's license in the state of Colorado. It has to be a separate document. So we went home, got a copy of the tax bill, brought that back. It's one of the few bills we still get in paper form that lists our names and the property. Of course, later in the day we learned that I actually had a perfectly good document in the glove box of my car because they would have accepted a vehicle registration. Oh yeah. Okay, anyway, even though it didn't have my name on it, that's the thing that... Actually, it does have my name on it, now that I think about it. Anyway, we made a trip home. We got back, pulled a tag. We had to take a number and wait. The tag we pulled was 66. Thought, oh, okay. Now serving number 31. And I'm thinking, well, it depends on how many they move, but it can't be too bad. So we sat down. No numbers called for 15 minutes or so. And I looked up on the wall, and I'm sitting there thinking, geez, I wonder how long this is going to take. And I'm reading the signage on the wall, and tucked behind one of the banisters, one of the posts, one of the pillars, is a sign that says, we accept cash and checks, no cash or credit cards. And of course, I don't carry cash anymore. I certainly don't carry my checkbook around anymore. So I left elder daughter sitting there and went off to home for the second time and returned for the third with my checkbook. And we sat. And after about an hour, they had gotten to number 34. And I'm thinking, we're going to be here all day. We are going to be here all day. Now, it turns out that we weren't. Between 10 and 11, they had a run of numbers where the people had given up and gone home. So, you know, about one in three actually went up to the counter. A couple of them actually had very little counter time. They went up, did their job, did their business and got away. So around 11:05, they called her number. And so up we go. Bonus time. She takes a test. And of course, as parent, I had to supply my driver's license, and they noticed that my driver's license was about to expire. Expires on my birthday in October. And she said, well, would you like to renew now? I said, can I? She said, sure. So while daughter was taking a test, I filled out the forms, took my eye exam, which I did not need my glasses for, and had the glasses only restriction removed from my license. So I'll have a clean license coming back. And, then I went back and took my seat and waited for her to finish the test and for it to get graded. So she finished the test, turned it in. She's allowed to miss five. She missed nine. But the good news was she's allowed to take a second test the same day. So we went over the questions that she got wrong. And she took a second test. Well, in the meantime, they're waiting. I'm waiting now. At this point, I'm waiting for my photograph because they have to take a new picture. And the camera is down. I'm having difficulty with the motor vehicle digital camera. So around 11:20-ish, they call me up to take my picture. Daughter passes the second test. She misses only one. But she has to have her picture taken for her permit. Now, the problem that I have at this point is that at 11:45, I'm supposed to be across town picking up the younger daughter from school. Yeah. So I wound up, I got my photo taken, and we're counting down the minutes. And the time has come for me to leave in order to get to the school to pick up the daughter and come back. So I left the elder daughter, boot-footed across town, boot-scooted, beat-feeted, and picked up one just as the other one texted me and said, okay, I'm done. So I went all the way back for the fourth trip to the motor vehicle place, Department of Revenue, actually. And picked everybody up, and we all went home. But at the after all of that, I was exhausted. It was like 12:15 by the time we got everybody home. I could barely move. I had no cognitive facilities left. I don't know quite why that long period of waiting drained me so completely. Perhaps it was the uncomfortable chairs. Perhaps it was the stress of having to deal with the state bureaucracy. I don't know. But I got home and I was a mess. So I ate some lunch and puttered about. I opened the word processing document and looked at the GreeDoc story and thought, yeah, right. This ain't gonna work. So I took a nap. It was about a half an hour. And I was awakened by, this grammar stuff is tough. Anyway, my phone was buzzing. And so I picked it up and it was somebody who had noticed the problem with trying to loan the Ryden edition of the ebooks on Kindle. They wouldn't loan anymore because the books are no longer available on Kindle from that publisher. So the loaning doesn't work. And this is a serious problem that I needed to address right away. And my response was, well, you know, there's not much I could do about that because it's not my publication. Good morning. And I'm waiting for my other books to be published before I start raising a stink with Amazon. And they thought that perhaps I should raise a stink with Amazon anyway and get the books pulled down altogether. And I explained that, well, one of the opportunities there is for me to actually have all the reviews and ratings transferred to the new editions. So anyway, it was a short nap and a long conversation that was somewhat frustrating for me. But I got through the day. At the end of the day, actually, Dan Sawyer challenged me. He actually bet me, but I wouldn't accept his bet. Actually, he bet me last night. No, not last night, the night before. I wouldn't accept his bet. I keep saying I'm going to go nocturnal, but it gets to be 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm ready to crawl into bed. I'm just tired. I've had it. Eastern Reach. The sun is bright this morning. Of course, I'm a little bit later than normal, so it's a little bit higher than normal. But he convinced me to give it a go. And I got 800 words in an hour, a little under an hour, because I got somebody spotted me online and started texting me, sending me messages, which I ignored for a while, but had to answer eventually. So, yeah, I'm supposed to have 40,000 words done today. I'm at 5,400. So, thank heavens I got some words in, Monk Pole. Thank heaven I got some words in before I went for my walk yesterday. I did not get words in before I went for my walk today. As I was settling in at 5 a.m., I started hearing noises upstairs, so I went upstairs and found that my wife had arisen early. So my quiet time evaporated. She should go to work today, and the kids will be quiet, so I'll have some more quiet time. I should have a fairly good chunk of quiet time today. I don't have to take kids anywhere today. I do have to mow the front yard. I mowed the backyard yesterday. Since I wasn't riding, I figured the least I could do was a chore. And of the chores, the backyard needed mowing the most. So I went ahead and got that out of the way. I figure I can ride for a couple hours this morning. It's not supposed to be terribly hot today. And give a chance for the dew to evaporate, the grass to dry out. And then I can take a mid-morning stretch and go mow the front yard. Should take 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And get that cleared up before the weekend. And whether or not I'll be able to work over the weekend is up for grabs. But we'll have made some significant progress, at least on the household front, for the week. I need to go to the grocery store today, too. Shoot. Forgot about that. It's either that or order pizza for dinner, because I don't have anything to fix for dinner. I don't have anything I want to fix for dinner, let me put it that way. If I go early... I haven't barbecued in forever. I could do a barbecue. I'd love to have some ribs. And I haven't barbecued ribs in a year. Must ponder. So, anyway, the glamorous life of a full-time author, doing everything but writing, dealing with everything but what he needs to. What I need to do is stop thinking of all the things I should be doing that aren't writing, and get this Greedock story hammered out. It's 40,000 words. It should be 4 days' work for me. 10,000-word day is not really a stretch goal. So why it's taking me months to get this silly story done? Well, the answer is really simple, really. There is a good reason for it. And the reason is I'm having to write a story that's not in my universe, that is not really my kind of story because of the violence and the crime and everything else. Although it's good practice for what's coming next for Ishmael Wong, I suppose. No, there's not going to be that much violence in the new books either. But I have all of these plot points that I have to hit, I have to factor in. And that really is antithetical to the way that I write stories. So I suppose it's not terribly surprising that, A, it's not my length. It's way too short, 40,000 words. B, it's not my kind of story. And C, it's not my style of writing. So, yeah, it's a bit difficult. However, I do need to get it done, because I can't get anything else done until I get this off my desk. And it's already June 7th. We're a week into the month and I haven't gotten it done. So yeah, today, I got 5,000-6,000 words out today. That would be a big plus. That's 5 or 6 hours writing. So even with the grocery store run, that shouldn't be too far beyond the pale. If I can just focus and have enough discipline to actually follow through and do it. Part of the problem that I'm dealing with at the moment is apparently a pretty serious relapse in depression. Very little that I feel like doing. There's little that gives me the sense of, oh, that would be fun. Mostly what I'm thinking is, oh, this is going to be a lot of work. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to play any of the games that I normally like. I don't really want to eat, which is usually a sign of emotional discord in me. I eat for comfort sometimes. And I guess the question is the depression because this story is depressing me, or am I not getting the story done because I'm depressed? Or what? So I don't know, it's one of those things that I wrestle with a lot. Ponderation. Bottom line is I've got to suck it up and get it done. And if I get it done and I can edit it and make it right, I can edit it and make it better. Give it to Scott and have him make sure he's got his blessings on it. Yeah, I'm going to have to mow that lawn today. What was an amusingly overgrown amusingly shaggy looking lawn is now seriously overgrown. So, yeah, I will be mowing today. Not right now. The grass is still wet. I can see the water beating on the blades. So, later this morning, I have to get the mower out. And 18 minutes on the second mile. Not too bad, 2 18-minute miles. Not a great day, but not a bad day. I got out, I walked. That's the important part. And I talked, and I recorded. But this is the point where I say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.